One of my favorite bands of all time have this song. And I can't remember what it's called, but I remember there's one line of the lyrics that really stood out for me for a very long time. And it's, "I don't want the trust that can be bought. My kind of trust is a shareware." And I remember as a young kid, I asked my mom about this line. And I asked her, what does this mean? How can you buy trust and what is a shareware? You know, none of it making sense to me. It's not even in my native language, so I probably didn't understand much of the actual language being sung. And I remember we having a long conversation about it, and I don't really, I can't recall what the conversation was, but I know that ever since, this line has been very strong every time it's sung, and it's something that I ponder quite often. And it's at the core of what we're going to speak about today. This is Caspian with a riff on trust. The base of this episode is a question. It is, what is trust? It's a multifaceted question, I should say. It's, what is trust? How is it created, and how is it diminished or lost? I don't have any answers to this, but I've been thinking a lot about it lately. I want to start off with a story from a book that I read. I've read it twice this year, or listened to it, to be more precise. It's by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin, called Extreme Ownership. It might be that book, or it might be the other one by Jocko. Either way, Jocko Willink is an ex-Navy SEAL in the U.S. military. He was a SEAL commander, I think, or platoon chief, something of the sort, higher up. And he tells a story from the battlefield where a decision he made, or that his platoon made, that got one of their companions killed. They ended up in a situation where there was friendly fire and one of their own died. And he tells the story of how he comes back to base and he has an inbox full of questions, but most of all, an order from his chief, which says, quit all operations, we're inbound, we're coming to you. They wanted a presentation on how this could happen and basically whose fault it was. And I'm cutting the story short, but he ends up taking full responsibility for what happened. He takes extreme ownership of the situation because he says, I was the leader in charge. I was the one in charge. This is my responsibility. I didn't pull the trigger, but I'm responsible for everything my guys do. I'm responsible. He stands up and says this to his whole team and to his chief, captain, whatever, higher up. And he says the result of that was that his chief of staff or higher-ups, captains, whatever, I don't know the terminology, his higher-ups trusted him even more after that presentation. They gave him praise, and he's been teaching the methodology of extreme ownership ever since. When he tells the story, I immediately go to a place of, okay, so that seems trustworthy. That seems like a person that you can trust. Even though they made a mistake, they take responsibility for that mistake, and own up to it and say, I did something wrong. And a lot of people I've spoken to about this say the same. Taking responsibility invokes trust. It's been my own experience when I've stood up, made a mistake and stood up and said, hey, I made a mistake. It's my fault. And it makes me trust someone even more. A benign example, I'm watching football every weekend. And when a player, you know, gives a pass wrong or does something wrong on the pitch and they don't put up their hand and say, hey, I'm sorry, that was my mistake, I immediately lose trust in them. And when they do put up their hand and say, I made a mistake, and apologize to their teammates with just a raised hand above their head saying, I did something wrong, I know that I like that player better. And I watch for them to succeed and to become better, and I root for them a little bit more than the rest of my team, obviously. And something that I cherished when I played football and, you know, in every team sport. So if that builds trust, saying, hey, I was wrong, that brings me to another question or another scenario where I think we're really bad at saying, hey, I was wrong. I did something wrong. As a society, on a societal level. I just finished reading a book called What's Our Problem? A Self-Help Guide for Societies by Tim Urban, the Wait But Why guy. And we're gonna get into that book in another episode because I have so many thoughts, and Tim is a brilliant writer. I highly recommend the book. But something he pointed out was that we have lost trust in authorities. And trust in government and media in basically everything that constituted an authority pre-internet, I want to say, or at least before now. And he you know, he pulls up a bunch of statistics and graphs on how especially Americans have lost trust for media outlets and government in recent years. And he has a bunch of reasons to why that is. I think spinning on off of the story of Jocko, I think there is a lot to be gained from people in governance, in authority, from media, from anyone in a leadership position, really, both on a societal level and on a team level, to say, hey, I was wrong, or hey, I don't know. I don't know. And that's fine. I think that builds trust rather than loses it. And I think we're really, really, really bad at doing that. Take COVID as an example. I remember very few people standing up saying, hey, we don't know. I remember a bunch of people saying, hey, you should wear masks. I remember a bunch of people saying, hey, you shouldn't wear masks. Lockdowns, social distancing, you can see this many people, you can see that many people, you can protest, you cannot protest, you can go to work, you cannot go to work, so on and so forth. No one really stood up and said, hey, we don't know. This is our best guess. I didn't hear it. I don't know if you did. I might have been in a radio silence. I certainly don't remember any government officials going out saying, hey, we don't know anything. Which we didn't. We didn't know anything. We knew very little for a very long time. And it was a period of high uncertainty. It would have been reasonable for someone to say, hey, I don't know. And I think that would have built a lot more trust than saying one thing and then being proven wrong. Saying you're an expert in, or being an expert in virology or in government, for that matter, dishing out these policies very surely and very firmly and very confidently rather than being modest and humble, saying, I don't know. And I truly think that this is something that we need to practice as a society, as I said, but also on a personal level. I try to stand up as often as I can when I don't know and say, I don't know. I had a situation at work where someone wanted me to do something. I work with digital marketing and SEO and paid marketing. And I've never done these things before. I've done marketing and I've done digital marketing, but I've never done SEO before. And I said that during the interview, and I say it continuously. I don't know. And I try to be very open and honest about it. And I can see that it builds trust from the other person saying, okay, I'll help you, or I think you'll figure it out, or if you have any questions, come talk to me about it. Much more so than me saying, yes, I know, and then not doing, or doing poorly, or doing completely wrong, or in worst case, even destroying or disrupting something. To summarize and to sort of come to some sort of conclusion on this riff, I don't know what builds trust. I know that saying I don't know and taking responsibility does. It seems to be doing just that, building trust. Being confident but not being able to show up seems to lose your trust. Those are the only things I know for sure. And to be perfectly honest, that's just the best guess I have right now. It's what the current facts, or my current experiences, rather, they are not even facts, tell me about trust. I'd love to hear your input on this, on how you build trust, how you try to keep trust, how you think trust is lost, how you've lost trust in someone or in something, and sort of go into that, speak to it and see what's there. As per usual, please do subscribe on any channel, on the podcasting platforms, on YouTube. Show notes are in the link or the description. Until next time, take care.